friends of WILL in making great programs possible. Thank you.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. High water remains a problem on some area roads and streets after pre-dawn heavy rain. Parts of Champaign County received more than 2 inches, with Douglas and northern Edgar counties under a flash flood warning until 11 o'clock. Police reported flooding under viaducts earlier today, and the County Emergency Management Agency is postponing its monthly warning siren test, so you will not hear the monthly test going on at 10 o'clock this morning in Champaign-Urbana. A much-used river for canoeing and kayaking has been declared temporarily unsafe. Boating is being restricted on the middle fork of the Vermilion River until water levels go down. Dwayne Pitchford of the State Department of Natural Resources says high water from recent rains makes the current swifter and the usually placid river much more treacherous.
When it rises, more hazards are in play with overhanging trees, tight bends in the river, swift flow, debris that is washed down every time, you know, the river rises and washes more items into it, trees and limbs and whatever debris comes down.
Pitchford says the level of the Middle Fork is unpredictable, and he doesn't know when it's expected to reopen to canoeists and kayakers. The river runs through two popular Vermilion County parks. While Governor Ral Blagojevich is faulting the General Assembly for sending him a budget that's fiscally out of whack, some Illinois lawmakers say it's his gubernatorial duty to straighten things out. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Blagojevich says the state's legislative leaders need to meet until they agree on a balanced budget. He says the one on his desk is more than $2 billion in the red.
So as a result of that, I think it's fair to say that the legislative process ought to continue, and we do not have a budget for the state of Illinois.
He's placing blame on the Illinois House, which, unlike the Senate, did not approve new revenue schemes to cover the deficit. But House Speaker Mike Madigan says the legislature merely gives the governor spending authority. So if Blagojevich finds there's a problem, it's up to him to cut the budget.
If he feels that the numbers contained in those bills are too high, he can exercise his authority under the reduction veto to bring them down.
Blagojevich held off calling lawmakers to return to Springfield for a special session, a tactic he used last year. Most legislators say it was frustrating and pointless to have spent their entire summer at the Capitol. Blagojevich says he'll leave it to legislative leaders to negotiate so that the General Assembly will only have to come back this summer for a day or two. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Meanwhile, Governor Blagojevich says he supports ethics legislation passed in Springfield, but as Ben Calhoun reports, he refuses to say that he'll sign it into law.
The legislation is targeted at so-called pay-to-play politics, where people donate to politicians and then get state business. The contract would ban people seeking state business from donating to statewide officials who award contracts. Blagojevich insists he strongly supports the legislation.
In fact, I'm filled with enthusiasm.
But despite all that enthusiasm, Blagojevich simultaneously refuses to say he'll sign the bill, saying he first wants to make it even stronger.
To use that vehicle in a real positive way, that could be significantly better than it is now.
When asked why he wouldn't sign the legislation as is and pass additional measures later, the governor declined to answer. Blagojevich has been dogged by allegations of pay-to-play, including in the corruption trial of his friend, fundraiser, and advisor, Tony Rezko. The governor has not been charged with any crime and denies any wrongdoing. I'm Ben Calhoun.
Meanwhile, the jury may be getting close to a verdict in Tony Rezko's political trial. Robert Wildebor has that story.
The jury sent a note to Judge Amy St. Eve telling her they are not able to reach a verdict on one of the counts against Rezko. There are 24 counts in total. St. Eve called the jury into the courtroom and told the jurors to keep working at it. She said, quote, "Do not hesitate to re-examine your own views and change your opinion if you come to believe it is wrong." But she added that they should not go against their conscience and change their vote just because of the opinions of fellow jurors, or for the purpose of simply returning a unanimous verdict. If jurors continue to have troubles with just one count, they could reach a partial verdict in which the judge declares a mistrial for the one count but lets the verdict stand in the others. I'm Robert Wildebor.
Indiana health officials say cigarette sales have dropped by nearly 18% since last year's 44-cent a pack tax increase. In the first 9 months after the cigarette tax went to nearly $1 a pack last July 1st in Indiana, there were 376 million packs sold. That's compared to about 457 million packs sold in a similar period a year before. Smoking rates in Indiana have declined in recent years from 27% of the adult population in 2005 to 24% last year. But health officials say they're pushing for an even greater decrease. Indiana remains in the top 10 states in smoking prevalence. Our next report is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
9:35, meteorologist Ed Keyser joins us. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Busy morning so far. We expect a little more busyness later on, huh?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot more busyness later on, unfortunately. This is going to be, hopefully it won't be the 17-hour day that Friday was, but I've got my fears about that because we're in a moderate risk for severe weather later today, and it appears that we're going to have more storms late this morning, again this afternoon, and this evening.
Now, the rains we've gotten so far have been more of the heavy rainfall type,
storms, rather. There were a few warnings for severe thunderstorms and tornadoes around Sangamon and Christian County.